Florida Legal Services and Disability Rights Florida want the state to clarify how it handles social service applications from people who are disabled. Lynn Hatter reports the organizations are concerned thousands of disabled Floridians can't apply for food stamps or other services in the state's online system.
In an attempt to save money, Florida shuttered some of its Department of Children and Families field offices, and it transitioned to an online food stamp application process. Florida Legal Services attorney Cindy Huddleston says the system has largely worked for many people.
But for people it doesn't work well for, like persons who have special barriers or have disabilities, language deficiencies in English, it doesn't work well at all.
Take the case of 52-year-old Walton County resident Catherine Cousin. She's blind and lives alone. She's tried for years to recertify for food stamps with DCF, but says she's received little help when she's called the hotline.
They sit there and they tell me, you have to fill out those papers. I don't care if you're legally blind, deaf, or your right arm or legs cut off. It's your responsibility to find somebody to fill them out for you. We're not a sympathy line, and they hang up.
DCF does have policies for helping people with disabilities access benefits, but Cousin believes they're not always followed. And finding out who to call and where to go is hard. So she's turned to Legal Services and Disability Rights Florida for help. Legal Services attorney Huddleston says she doesn't blame the state agency.
And I think that when you call the call center, they have so many calls coming in. You know, they're trying to get that call finished as quickly as possible.
Cousin and her attorneys are asking DCF to formalize their process for people with disabilities in an official rule. They want the agency to provide alternative contacts so people don't have to go through the hotline. DCF spokeswoman Michelle Gladdy says the agency is reviewing the request. It has 30 days to respond. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.